This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zor, and I'm joined by Marty Bash and Chrissy Frazier, and we're talking about Seek the Peak. It's happening July 19th and the 20th to benefit the Mount Washington Observatory, and you can find more information or register right now by going to Seek the Peak. SeekThePeak.org. That's SeekThePeak.org. Marty, Chrissy, thank you both for joining me.
A pleasure.
Great to be here.
I'm really excited about this interview. Marty has given me a lot to look forward to even before the interview got started, and I just want to dive right into it. Friday night, July 19th, registration is going to be at the Weather Discovery Center, and that's going to be a party of sorts because there's going to be gear demos and stuff like that going on.
Yes, it's a lot of fun Friday night there, but Seek the Peak, it's the largest annual fundraiser for the Mount Washington Observatory. Good time to go out and support the education and the research that the observatory does, and a lot of people are familiar with the observatory because of the weather forecasts and stuff like that, and it touches a lot of people, whether they're hiking year round, backcountry skiers and visitors as well. So it's a good chance to just connect with the observatory, and connecting with the observatory starts, as you said, on Friday night at the Weather Discovery Center, where it's a good time to come on down. My wife Jan and I, we will be dispensing adult beverages in the form of Tuckerman beer. There will also be flatbread pizza, and it's a great opportunity to get together with like-minded supporters of the observatory. You can meet some of the weather observers, trustees, board members, potential members. It's a good time to just start the Seek the Peak weekend.
And I do want to note that with the Mount Washington Observatory in general, this past couple months have been kind of eventful for the observatory. I want to say ever since I became news director, they had some wind records set for certain days and everything. It just kind of shows that this isn't an observatory that's just kind of sitting up there doing nothing. There's actually a lot of eventful records and studies being set right now by the observatory that you'll be benefiting.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff, and just sort of really the staff, the supporters, are really, really beneficial. I mean, everybody knows about the 231 miles per hour and that sort of wind, but also just it really has been, cold and the sub-zero temperatures and the observers going out and using, de-icing and using crowbars to get ice off and stuff. And it really is it's a special place to be and staffed by some special people as well.
So again, you can swing by Friday night, July 19th to register for Seek the Peak, and that's going to be at the Weather Discovery Center in North Conway. And then on the 20th, Saturday morning, hikers are going to start seeking their peak, and this isn't just on Mount Washington. It's any peak in the local area, and whatever amount of hiking that you can do. Chrissy, why don't you go into a little bit about the various hikers and what they'll be doing as they head out across the valley. They'll be basically heading up their peaks.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's so many people come out for so many different reasons, and there's always incredible stories within the participants. And so we just love to see returning hikers, and we hear so many people are excited about it to come out for the first time. Oftentimes they're heading up the Ammonoosuc, or they head out at the Pinkham Notch. Otherwise, they're off doing other things. But we are there to greet them and sort of send them on their way. And hopefully, we have beautiful weather. I mean, I shouldn't have said that, but no, not that. But even that, if they do head up to the summit, there's a weather station tours on the summit, which are really neat because it's an opportunity to showcase the weather room and get to meet the observers and several of our trustees as well, and get to go up into the tower. And also, there's always these little homemade cookies. That a lot of people are sort of participating in providing those for us this year. So it's just a super special day. But that's all sort of midday. And then what the highlight to me is really like when everyone does kind of come back, everyone gets back down from wherever they've decided to hike that day, and they join us at the Seek the Peak Vendor Expo at the base of the Mount Washington Auto Road. And so that really starts up around 2 o'clock, and it's free. It's open to all, but it's a special kind of gathering of all of our supporters and sponsors that showcase their products, including your guys are there. With Roy Prescott and Mark Johnson are there emceeing. We have Randy Propster comes out from Backpacker Magazine, and he's emceeing, and he has all kinds of stuff that he's giving away. It's also anchored by Mount Washington Auto Road and Oboes, who are our presenting sponsors, along with Eastern Mountain Sports. It's just an amazing sort of high energy of everybody kind of coming down, finishing their hikes, and just being all together. And it's really an awesome time. So we encourage people to come out and even experience that little window of time if they're not, just to learn more about Seek the Peak as well.
So that after party is going to be going on from 2 till 6 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then after the after party, there's the awards ceremony.
Yeah. And do you want to talk about the awards ceremony?
Well, sure. I mean, that's, you know, sort of giving recognition to a lot of people who have gone out and done fundraising. And to expand a little bit upon what Christy was saying, you really see, it's kind of like a family get-together. You see some of the same people. This has been going on now. It's, you know, the largest annual fundraiser for 19 years for the observatory. So you see a lot of the same faces, and then you see the growth within the families. You know, people start to bring their grandkids and their kids and that sort of thing, and then they might, you know, be hiking for someone who is no longer with us anymore. So you really get a chance to see people doing that. And then, of course, there are people who get a little bit really, really involved in it. It's a chance for you to see kilted hikers for that sort of thing. And there's some people who might dress, you know, with the same T-shirts or that sort of thing. So it's a whole lot of fun. And also for a lot of people, it's a chance if they head on up to the summit. Not only are they getting those weather tours, but a chance to see Marty the Cat, which is you know, a very, very cool thing to do. And I just wish he would return my phone calls because he just never does.
If you're just tuning in, it's Seek the Peak. July 19th and 20th to benefit the Mount Washington Observatory. July 19th, Friday night, registration will be going on at the Weather Discovery Center. You can also register right now online by going to seekthepeak.org. That's seekthepeak.org. And then Saturday morning, everybody heads up and down from the peak, whatever peak they're comfortable hiking to. And then 2 to 6 is the after party, and then the award ceremony after that. And I do want to mention, if you can't make it to Seek the Peak for whatever reason, maybe you're a couch potato, maybe you have something going on, Marty actually has his own page that you can sponsor for Seek the Peak. Marty the Cat, specifically. Marty Bash is looking at me like, don't say it's me. Yeah, Marty the Cat at the observatory has his own specific page, and I imagine he's probably climbing up from the peak of the cardboard box in the observatory.
Well, he likes his catnip.
Yeah. So seekthepeak.org to register or to sponsor different hikers. And you can find more information at seekthepeak.org as well. Any sponsors that we forgot to mention?
Oh, one highlight I really love every year is that Mason & Mason Insurance sponsors a kids prize. I mean, they do a team and they volunteer at the expo as well. But they sponsor a kids prize and they give us a whole bunch of really cool things for the kids. And it's just so the kids that come out and are so fired up all year to figure out what the prize is going to be. And they're so excited because they've raised money. They've hiked. I mean, they start emailing me as early as December to talk about, like, oh, my God, what are we doing for Seek the Peak this year? And so I really appreciate that their support. And it's a super, really special element to the event for me, I think. So.
All right. Well, it's seekthepeak.org for more information or to register online right now. You can also register in person Friday night. That's July 19th at the Weather Discovery Center. What's the time to start that Weather Discovery Center party event?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So swing by the Weather Discovery Center 4 o'clock or shortly thereafter. And they have all sorts of demos going on as well as registration for Seek the Peak if you want to do that in person instead of online. For more information, seekthepeak.org. Marty and Chrissy, thank you both for joining us.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.